Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Here it is in a nutshell, and then we chat about it, right? The Springbok Fly-Half, Elton Yankees, went out one night, booked a B&B or a guest house, an expensive one, by the way, in order to have an evening with a staff member. That's the allegedly part. Allegedly, however, there is a hotel bill and there are eyewitnesses. So do we still say allegedly? Anyway, Elton has been sent home, not for infidelity and not for dipping his pen in office ink, which you would think would be the policy for any sort of like major institution. It was actually because the team realized that, you know, he's going to be bringing some negative energy vibes to the camp. So he's been sent home. Go put out the fire with your wife, Elton Yankees. Mm. And I'm not entirely sure what is her name?
Zanette Simji.
Does she also have a partner?
I'm not too sure.
We don't know.
You know?
Are we saying no, she doesn't, or we don't?
I don't know. So let me, I'll just read you.
So he's been sent home, and that's where we are right now, and that's all the news, right?
So the news from Saru, they did a media release yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. No team protocols were breached.
Yes.
So you just said dipping your pen in company ink. So this is not the problem.
Yes.
Okay, the problem here is that, yes, they've heard the personal reports, but the reason they've been sent home is to eliminate any distractions to the team's preparation for the test against Argentina.
Yeah.
Because this thing has blown up, bro. This is pretty hectic. I'm not going to get into the whole affair part of it in terms of, yes, he's married, and I don't know what's happening with the lady, if she's got a partner. But the thing is, for me here, for an Elton Yankees, he's the last person that needs to do this, because as things stand now, we're not sure if he's going to a World Cup or as just a rugby player.
Yeah.
You know, he's been leapfrogged by Damien Willemse, who's now looks like he's the second fly half. Then it's Andre Pollard.
Yeah.
Elton, I'm calling it now. This could,
I think this is it.
This could be the end of a 32. Also, it's a 32-year-old. Like, if it's a 21-year-old who's just it's game over.
I'm going to stop you there. Yeah. I'm going to ask you this question.
Yes,
right?
Talk to me.
Say this happened to a more critical player in the team. Exact same scenario. Booked into a very expensive, overly priced guest house with a, call it a team physio or team dietitian or whoever.
Yes.
But say both of them were married. Say it was a big, big expose by the rapport.
Yes.
But say it was a Malcolm Marx.
Yes.
Say it was a Makazola Mapimpi.
Mm-hmm.
Say it was a player we couldn't do without.
Mm-hmm.
Say it was a Willy LaRue.
Okay, we get it.
Do you still think they send him home to take 100%. Care of your stuff?
Because if you've watched the things like Chasing the Sun and the last one, now two sides, Rassie Erasmus and Jacques Nienaber are so big on team culture.
Mm.
And this messes up the team culture, bro. Because there's going to be, if you don't send a Malcolm Marx home, then, you know, the junior player, that kind of stuff. So, yes, they do the same thing. Yes, Kerry Miller.
So, I know that this is all about the sport and the rugby.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, and I'm not even going to mention her name because I don't think it's fair, is that I feel for Elton's wife this morning. Because you know what? It is so embarrassing anyway. When you are, or it's heartbreaking when you're in a situation where there's infidelity.
Mm.
But now the entire country, the world, the rugby world has woken up and everyone's talking about how your husband went off with a team dietitian. Mm. I just really feel for her. And I hope that she's able to just stay out of it from the media's perspective. Because my heart breaks for her today.
I think there's a message that needs to be put out even at a school level. If you can't be married, then don't get married.
Ah, Darren. Very wise words. Cut, print, check the tape. Moving on. Outstanding.
Send that.
Send that. If you can't be married, don't get married.
You can quote me on that.
We will.
Since the guy's only been married a year.
Exit Elton. Leicester.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.